97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids local newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. Gas prices fell 12.8 cents over the last week, landing at an average of $3.72 on Monday. This is 69.2 cents per gallon lower than a month ago, but over 68 cents higher than this time last year. Officials at GasBuddy say average gasoline prices declined in nearly every state over the last week, and diesel declined in every state. However, new uncertainty has emerged after breakdowns in the U.S.-Iran agreement. Iran indicates the Strait of Hormuz is closed again, and warnings of a U.S. strike against Iran could push oil prices higher in the days ahead. Prices at the pump appear to be steady for the moment, as some ships are getting through the strait. However, officials say if the situation worsens or escalates further, prices could change quickly. Tomorrow, Tom Peasy will be in concert at McMillan Library. Family Fun in the Fine Arts Center is Tuesday from 1 to 2. Tom Peasy will entertain with sing-along songs during this free concert. Stitching in the Stacks happens every Wednesday evening at the Library Commons. Bring your current work in progress and join other fiber arts crafters for an evening of conversation and group crafting. That's from 6 to 8 p.m. on Wednesday. The Airport Pancake Breakfast is this Saturday, June 27th, at Alexander Field in Wisconsin Rapids. This all-you-can-eat breakfast features pancakes, eggs, sausage, coffee, milk, and juice, and is just $10. Kids ages 5 to 12 cost $7, and 4 and under are free. This is a cash-only event and runs from 8 to 11 on Saturday. EAA Chapter 706 invites everyone to attend. You can bring the kids for breakfast and see the displays of police cars, fire trucks, medical helicopters, and lots of airplanes. Local news every hour throughout the day or on demand anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman. One person is recovering after shooting at the Oneida Casino and Hotel early Saturday morning. Authorities say the victim was shot in the back and suffered serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Casino security identified the suspect's vehicle, which was later stopped by Brown County Sheriff's deputies on Highway 172. The male suspect was taken into custody and could face charges, including attempted first-degree intentional homicide. Officials say the suspect is a family member of the victim. One person was killed and three others injured in a two-vehicle crash in Fond du Lac County's town of Auburn Sunday morning. Sheriff's deputies say a passenger in one of the vehicles called 911 just before 8 a.m. to report the crash. The preliminary investigation found that a 21-year-old Campbellsport man failed to yield at an intersection, crashing into a car going through the crossing. The driver of that car, a 68-year-old Keewaskum woman, died after being taken to the hospital. Deputies arrested the 21-year-old driver on suspicion of homicide by intoxicated use of a motor vehicle. He was booked into the Fond du Lac County Jail. Two passengers were also injured in the crash. Wisconsin is bringing back a way to reduce prison sentences, and Governor Tony Evers has picked 8 members for a review board. The group brings experience from law enforcement, the courts, and victim services, along with someone who was formerly incarcerated. Commutations are different than pardons and can cut time off a sentence for people still in prison, with limits on serious crimes. The governor says it rewards rehabilitation, while critics in the legislature have pushed for tougher approaches. A Western Wisconsin woman is the new Miss Wisconsin. Jordan Butler was crowned in New Berlin over the weekend. The 27-year-old from Onalaska took first place among 31 contestants at the pageant. She now heads to Florida to compete in the Miss America pageant this fall. A federal judge has ordered ICE to free a Wisconsin mosque leader, citing First Amendment rights. The judge ordered immigration officials last week to release Salah Sarsour, the president of Wisconsin's largest mosque, from detention. Sarsour was taken into custody at the end of March. The government says he was a foreign policy threat. Sarsour claims he was being targeted for speaking out in favor of Palestinian rights. He was released from the Indiana County Jail, where he was being held, a few hours after the ruling, and allowed to return to his Milwaukee home. A police chief is facing charges after a crash Friday night in Monroe. Authorities say Darlington Police Chief Savon Conway's vehicle left the roadway, struck a retaining wall, and was driven away despite sustaining heavy damage. Conway was injured in the crash and later arrested for first offense OWI. Additional citations include hit and run, failure to notify law enforcement of an accident, inattentive driving, and improper lane deviation. Conway is expected to appear in court at a later date, and Monroe police are leading the investigation. A Kenosha couple is asking the state Supreme Court to hear their Brewers 50-50 prize dispute, calling it a matter of statewide importance. The couple held the winning ticket worth $13,000 from a game in 2023. Officials say they did not meet the time requirements to claim their prize according to the rules, and they selected a new winning ticket. The couple sued, but circuit and appeals courts have sided with the Brewers. If the Supreme Court votes to take the case, a months-long review process will begin. We had the longest day of the year to celebrate Dad yesterday. Father's Day fell exactly on the summer solstice this year, something that only happens once every 5 or 6 years, making it a double special occasion. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
From worst to first. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Racing, 24-year-old Christian Lundgaard from Denmark went from last place after the first lap to taking the checkered flag at Road America in Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin, winning the IndyCar Grand Prix race.
Christian, at the end of lap one, did you think you'd be standing here today?
I knew we had a chance. I knew how this race panned out last year, and to turn this around, I got to thank the team for that.
It's Lundgaard's third career win, his second this year. Baseball, the Brewers in Cincinnati tonight to take on the Reds. The crew remains in first place after beating the Braves Sunday 9-4 in Atlanta. Lefty Robert Gasser getting his first win in 2 years after going through Tommy John surgery.
In today's game doesn't mean you pitch great or you didn't, but for Gas to give us six the way he did and get stronger as the game went on, you know, we challenged him after the first and second inning. We challenged him, and he took it well, and he did a good job.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 76 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the low 50s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine, maybe a shower or isolated thundershower later in the day with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.